Hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, February the 10th already. How in the world did we even get here? 2013, how are ya? It's Joey Kroll with you, and if you're new to Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We try to saturate this program in the Word of God. And we try to have a theme each and every week. Well, this theme, our main focus, we're going to continue our two-part series entitled All About Love. Yes, of course, February brings Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day brings us to thinking about love. And today, I'd like to continue to focus on our love towards Him, His love towards us, and our love towards others. So it's truly going to be all about love. So I hope you can join me for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
To the Lord, call
song Paul Wilbur and Oh Give Thanks, right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And today we are continuing our two-part series entitled All About Love. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 says, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." I like how it says that the love of most will grow cold. It reminds me of winter. I can't stand winter weather. I love spring because spring starts a new season where the sun comes out and things come back to life. And friend, the power of God melts through thick ice and infuses life into all things. Is your love growing old and cold and frigid? Then allow the Lord to thaw you out. The world is cold to the things of God, but as saints, we need to be sure that we're not allowing the world to numb us with its coldness. Rather, we ought to be melting the frozen world around us. The Lord our God is a sun and shield. His warmth will fill us and will radiate out into the lives of others if we will abide in His loving presence.
Thank you.
This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of the
Worship on Great News Radio. Hello there, friend. It's Joey Kroll with you. I sure hope and pray that you are enjoying your weekend so far on this 10th day of February 2013. And today we are continuing our two-part series today entitled All About Love. We're focusing on our love towards God, His love towards us, and our love towards others. Well, I found this great love letter a listener sent me not too long ago. It's a love letter from God. Listen to this. My precious child, why? Why do you do this to yourself? I created your inmost being. I knitted you together in your mother's womb. You are wonderfully made. I've even numbered the hairs on your head. I am writing you this letter to stimulate wholesome thinking and remind you that my love for you is unconditional. I know your every thought before you even think it. As heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and thoughts higher than yours. Still, I love you. I know you alone are not righteous. I know you have sinned and fall short of my glory. Still, I love you. I love you so much that I sent Jesus, my one and only Son, as a perfect sacrifice for your sin. If you believe in Him, you shall not perish and have eternal life. If you ask for forgiveness, I will forgive and forget your sins. I promise to do this the remainder of your life until you are here with me. I love you. I set you free. In the meantime, do not be anxious about anything. I have plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I will never leave you or forsake you. So do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, I will reward you with blessings if you do not give up. Remember, your efforts will not gain my acceptance. Your salvation is a gift from me. I love you. I set you free. Do not be overcome by your thoughts, fears, and shortcomings. I want your help to do my work. Throw off everything to me that hinders and the sin that easily entangles and run my race. I have already won. I am your victor. I begin a good work in you, and I will carry it to completion. I love you. Trust me. Remember, no condemnation comes from me, because through my Son, the Spirit of life, I set you free. As I stated before, I am writing to stimulate wholesome thinking. You need to set your mind on things above, not earthly things. Listen to me. Love me with all of your heart. Be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Let me search your heart, test you and your anxious thoughts, and see if there's any offensive way in you. Let me lead you to the way of everlasting. Finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned, received, heard, or seen from me, I implore you, put it into practice. I have given you a counselor, my Holy Spirit, that lives in you. Use this gift to guide your steps. Do not worry about your life. I know your needs. Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all of your needs will be given to you. I will fill you with my joy, and it will be your strength. I love you. I set you free to live for me. Love, your Heavenly Father.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
This, of course, is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Happy Sunday, this already 10th day of February 2013. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Hope you and your family had a great weekend, or actually are having a great weekend. And today we are continuing our two-part series entitled All About Love, which focuses on our love towards God, His love towards us, and our love towards others. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 says, And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. What makes love so amazing? Think about that. Well, for starters, it's what motivated the Father to send His only Son to die for us. Without love, there would be no redemption for mankind. Not only would we be without love, but without the redemption that was precipitated by love, there would have also been no faith and no hope. You see, nothing else matters without love. It is foundation for every good thing in our life. Praise God that He loves us.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took Him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like Him before. How I adored Him, how I believed Him. Such a sweet peace when He walked in the room. I washed His feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit His tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied Him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still He forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. I felt His hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took Him. Later they beat Him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in His side cut so deep. Been stationed all night at His graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked Him His name. She asked Him His name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name.
Praise God. Mark Bishop and My Name is Jesus, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Hello there, friend. It's Joey Kroll. Always good spending some time here with you. And actually, coming up in March here at Great News Radio, we're getting ready for a special service / humanitarian trip to Israel. Yeah, we've been talking about it for quite some time now. Yeah, and actually, last I checked, I think we have about 20 pilgrims heading over to the Holy Land to really make a difference for the kingdom of God. And maybe you're listening today and you're like, I'm not going, but I still want to make a difference. Well, we are actually accepting donations to help purchase school supplies and teddy bears and little odds and ends gifts for the kids in some of the local schools and the local Bible camps there as well. So if you want to give towards this trip and the supplies and really bless these children in the name of the Lord, you can send in your gift or donation, and be sure to put in the memo line on your check Israel trip, so we can designate that to the proper fund. You can send that to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Well, friend, it has been a pleasure to spend some time here with you as part of your weekend. And don't forget Mr. Mark Burns here for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning at 7:32. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.